streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight with our guest, Ms. Alyssa Fierro. And she's a holistic and intuitive practitioner. And we're going to hear a little bit more about her story here in a few minutes. But before we bring her on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in every Wednesday night. We got a great guest tonight, and she's a great lady, and she's here to tell you about what she do, not only to help self, but what she do to help others as well. So without further ado, we're going to bring her on the line right now, and she's going to formally introduce herself.
Hello, good evening. Thank you. Good evening. My name is Alyssa Fierro, and I'm a holistic healing, holistic practitioner. I've been in practice about 10 years, and I got into this field after experiencing my own discomfort, disease in my life, and I feel like I was guided to it. So I've been enjoying a practice for about 10 years and just work every day to help others.
All right. Without that being said, we would just like to ask you, how did you get started in this, you know, as far as, like you said, you know, your own discomfort? Let the viewers know a little bit about that and how it all expanded into what you're doing today.
Oh, yes, of course. So I spent a lot of years feeling depressed and feeling, in other words, inadequate. And about 12 years ago, I decided something had to change, and so I took some time off from my position at the time with the Department of Corrections. I took some time off and just started looking deeper within myself, looking for answers. And after about a month, I decided to attend massage therapy school. I had no idea I would ever become a massage therapist, but that's where it began. I started to meditate on my own life and how I could become just a better person. And through the course that I took, I started to heal myself. And years later, I'm still healing, but I'm also helping others to move forward in their lives as well.
Oh, that sounds great right there, you know. And I want you to let the viewers also know, if they need to come to you, is it a website that they can go to get in contact with you if they need that healing?
Yes, I do have a website. It's actually under construction right now. It's really just a link right now, but I can be reached through email, azmassagework@yahoo.com, or by cell phone, 602-339-3379. I operate out in Litchfield Park, out of Lavender's Day Spa. And so I'm there Monday through Saturday. I work 6 days out of the week just to help as many people as I can, but I also do take some time off. Yes, I really enjoy what I do.
And that's a great thing when you enjoy what you do, because if you enjoy what you do, it's just like doing it for nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we really appreciate that. And also, I would like for you to tell the viewers of your community service work that you do with our organization and any other community service work you do as well.
Oh, yes, of course. So I've been a volunteer ever since I was about 14 years old, and I won't tell you how many years that is, but I've been volunteering a very long time. Yeah, I won't tell you. But I've volunteered in nursing homes. Anytime I get a chance out, if I'm out and about and somebody needs a little bit of assistance, then I'll take care of them as best that I can. But as far as recently with your organization, myself and a couple of other friends have been out to the shelter in downtown Phoenix to help hand out water and food, and they're such a pleasure to work with the people, the residents of our streets in Phoenix. They're so wonderful to talk to. I mean, they're so respectful, and we can really learn a lot from helping our community. So I've really been appreciated having the opportunity to give back to the community in that way.
And that's a great thing, you know, and we appreciate you for always giving back, you know, especially you started at a very young age, and that's what our youth have to understand. You have to start at a very young age to keep
right.
what you do for the people moving forward,
right.
you know, and
right.
we're missing that out here in the world now with our young
right.
youth. What do you think?
Oh, yes. Well, when I was about 16, I did spend some time, you know, some time out in the street. I was, and I've forgiven my family members, but they did leave me behind when I was 16, going on 17. So I spent some time on the streets, and, you know, I spent a few nights in my car, and I was over 1,000 miles away from home in Alabama, and so I learned how to survive, and I was blessed to be taken in by families, different families in the neighborhood. So I was able to keep a part-time job and continue going to school. And my family moved back out to Arizona. So I was basically left behind. But between that time that they left me and somewhere around in my 30s, I found forgiveness and moved forward there. So I've healed a lot from that experience. I learned a lot from being on the streets, and so that drives
Amen.
Me to help others. So there's always a reason behind what we do.
Everything,
you know.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And people fail to realize. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to always. Be passionate about a lot of things, because it'd be the least person you expect to leave you behind, you know, and it'd be
exactly.
the least person you expect to do you wrong. So
mm-hmm.
we have to always be careful with our wording, and we always have to be careful on what we say and what we do towards people, because you
exactly.
can't never retract what you say, you know.
Exactly.
So we have to always be careful with all of that.
Right.
So
right. I always try to do my
wife.
Best. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. So if I could ask you, why did your family leave you, or were you just having trouble getting along at that age, or what was going on?
No, actually, they moved back to Arizona and to take care of my grandparents, and I was a teenager, you know, and I didn't want to go
yeah.
home with them. Some things had happened, you know. I'd been verbally abused and by the family, and so I made a decision that I would prefer to go it on my own than continue, you know, receiving the abuse. And
yeah.
I don't hold any bad feelings towards my family. I've forgiven, and I'm and I hope that
right.
they've forgiven me.
Right.
But it was definitely just a very powerful experience. And
yeah.
so I've come out. I think I came out pretty good. You know, I do my
oh,
best
yeah.
to.
Well, you know, when we're young, at that age, we all go through a lot of stuff. I remember one time, too, I didn't want to. I had left home and come back, and I was 17, 18, and, you know, my mom made the comment about something, and I said, well, okay, then I'll leave. And I put everything
right.
I could into my car, and I
right.
stayed in my car for a while, and I stayed with
wow.
them for a while. And,
wow.
you know, you muddle through, so.
Right.
You know, but that's
right.
like stubborn young teenagers that, you know, we think we can, we know it all, and we can do it all ourselves,
right.
and it's hard out there.
Right.
You know,
oh, it definitely
sometimes you
is.
Meet the wrong people, you get into the wrong situations, or you're in the wrong place,
yeah.
the wrong time, and a lot
sure.
of stuff can go on.
Definitely.
Yeah. So,
yes.
so you stayed out there, and you did you graduate high school?
Well, I went all the way through my senior year, and I just did everything that I could. I was working. I had my own apartment. Eventually, I got my own apartment. Had an old junky car, but it got me around, and
right.
I tried to finish school, and you know I wasn't able to graduate with my class, so
mm-hmm.
I ended up getting a GED later, and which
mm-hmm.
allowed me to go to school, you know, to continue and move on to college, but you know I just did what I had to do, and
right.
And everything turned out just fine, you know. I just kept moving forward. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, later on, you worked in the Department of Corrections. Were you a corrections officer, or what did you do there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was a correctional officer. And I worked for Department of Corrections as well as the Sheriff's Office. So I attended
mm-hmm.
two academies. And graduated from each one. I spent a few months at the Sheriff's Office and a few years at the Department of Corrections, so a total of 4.5 years in corrections and detention.
And what did you like most about being an officer, and what did you like least?
What I liked most was the discipline. You know, learning to, as well as learning how to communicate with a large number of people and supervise large groups of people. So at one
mm-hmm.
time there were, you know, 12 officers to 500 inmates in Florence where
mm-hmm.
I worked. Yeah, so the ratio is a little off there, but we always made it work.
In the general population?
Yes, yes. About it was a level 3 yard that I worked at in Florence,
okay.
and then I moved out to, came out to Perryville and worked there on a level 3. So people were walking around, you know, they were out during
mm-hmm.
the day. Mm-hmm.
Right. And what did you like least about it?
The stress, definitely. That's just the one big word, stress. Stress
yeah.
was what I did not like about the job, but after I left the department, I believe it was the stress that drove me to find something better, to do something better
mm-hmm.
with my life. It was just that's what really pushed me to change my life for the better.
Was the stress of the job job-related, or was it just, I guess it's all job-related, but was it dealing with all the inmates, or was it dealing with just the staff and your job and not having as many correctional officers there to back you up?
Yeah, you know, I think it was a combination. I think it was the combination of everything, the daily, you know, the daily policies that change daily, sometimes hourly, and the workload, you know, what we have to get done. What's that?
A lot of politics.
Oh, so many politics. Yeah. Sounds like you worked there. Yeah. Yeah. So, but that, you know, I learned a lot. I learned a lot from working at the department, and I'm very grateful for my time at DOC working as a correctional officer. It really is a good job, but it just wasn't for me. You know, it wasn't the right time for me.
Were you on the men's yard in Florence, or were you there when they had the women's yard before they moved them all?
I worked with the male inmates in Florence, and then when I came out to Perryville, I worked with the women. Actually, the men. We moved the men out and brought the women in, and that's the big question that people always ask: which did I prefer working with? And I'd always say work with the men. I would prefer to work with male inmates.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to actually really talk to the inmates and stuff? Find out their stories and things like that? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I was asking, were you able to actually talk with the inmates and, you know, find out their stories and why they were there and what was going on and things like that?
Well, no, not until the very end. And that was one of the big reasons why I decided to resign. So, so now that was just something that you just didn't do on the yard. And I don't know how many officers do it now, but it's just not something that you do. You know, you don't talk to them about their case because then you treat them differently. If you know what the crime
you,
is.
Yeah, then you kind of become, some of them you could become friends with too and feel empathy and.
Yeah, exactly.
Not be on your guard as you should be, I guess.
Right. So, I always steered, you know, I worked really hard to steer clear of that. And I was just there to supervise and, you know, and do my job, care, custody, and control.
Yeah, well, good.
Mm-hmm.
And so after you did that, you went to the sheriff's department?
Yeah, I went to the sheriff's office and worked in the jails for a bit, about 6 months, and decided that wasn't for me, so I returned to DOC. They reinstated me.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been about 12 years.
So after all that is when you went to school for massage therapy?
Yes, so I took about a month off, and in that month, I just did some meditating and reading and searching for something new. I just knew I had to get out. I knew it was just too stressful for me, and
it's not for everybody. That job,
no,
sure.
Not
at
all.
It's got to be one of the high stress jobs.
Right. But I definitely commend those who are, and I actually still stay in touch with my former coworkers who are mm-hmm. lifetime friends. You know, we say we'll be friends mm-hmm. forever. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some that can handle that situation and like it, and some that it's just too stressful.
Right.
And
right.
And there's some that do it well and some that don't really care and can be, well, we know.
Right, we know exactly.
But there's a lot of good ones and there's always a few bad ones too, so.
Right.
In any
right. Case. So I got out before I, one of the reasons why I decided to leave or one of the, that helped me to decide was I heard an inmate story of why she was there, and I started to feel angry towards her for the crime. So mm-hmm. I knew in that moment, I had to do something. That was it. That was kind of like the final straw. Just that was it. I knew I couldn't stay because I wouldn't treat her fairly.
Yeah, I think it's easier when you don't know because, you know, I'm a nurse and I used to work for the ambulance company and mm-hmm. we used to have to go and take the inmates from Florence and most times we'd have to take them down to St. Mary's in Tucson back when they were contracted with them.
Yeah. Definitely.
And so a lot of times, you know, I just never ask because I just don't want to know, you know, and I always have a guard in the back with me. And then
right.
we have the chase car.
Right.
Well, this one time we picked up this older man. And, I mean, a lot of times you can kind of tell which yard you're on, too, once you get used to knowing where you're going.
Right.
To kind of probably what they're in there for. But this guy, we were taking him, we had to take him to Tucson, and I don't remember, he was having trouble breathing. And I don't remember how I learned it in report before we left or somehow or another, but I found out that he was a murderer and that he
oh.
had raped his stepdaughter and
oh.
and killed somebody. And so, you know, we're on our way to Tucson, and this guy almost dies on me. And, you know, we have to do, you know, CPR and get him, you know, get him breathing again. And, you know, and then I'm thinking about that, you know, this guy did this, but I still have to do
right.
my job and have to
oh,
save his life no
right.
matter what he did.
Yes, exactly.
And so you think about those things, you know.
Right, right.
And sometimes it's better not even to know.
Oh,
but,
definitely.
You know, as a nurse, you take that oath, you're going to save a life no matter what, you know, that's our job.
Right. Right.
But I hear
right.
you.
Well,
it kind of makes
well,
a difference in how you feel.
Oh, definitely. Well, I kind of use that now. Just it's better for me not to know ahead of time what someone's
mm-hmm.
story is. So I use my intuition. I mean, along those lines, it's a different story, but when you said it's better not to know, I think
mm-hmm.
it definitely applies to what I do now. So it's better
yeah,
for me
exactly.
not to know someone's story. Yeah.
Right.
So that
you
I can
equal.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And well, I use my intuition now.
Mm-hmm.
I used it as a correctional officer, but not as much as I do now. So I use
right.
that now to help me what I do is I call it listening. So I listen for messages to help people move
mm-hmm.
forward and help them heal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So in your practice, it's holistic, and you said that you're an empath. You can kind of feel what other people are feeling and sometimes help them through situations.
Exactly.
Is that through massage at the same time or through just talking, or what kind of do you do?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. I didn't really plan to, I just kind of learned as I went along that I was an empath, and now I just use it. So what I ask my clients to do is focus on what it is that they're working on in any category of life, career, home life, relationship, whatever it is that they're dealing with, something that's really important to them. I ask that they concentrate on it about half an hour before they arrive for their appointment. And I like to book 30 minutes, book with 30 minutes in between each client. So I'm concentrating
mm-hmm.
on, you know, I'm listening for any guidance before they arrive. And in those moments of silence, that's when I get the best messages, you know, that can help.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I compare the notes, you know, my notes with my client, it's been pretty amazing how accurate the messages are. And I don't
yeah.
like to say I am because it's not really about me. I'm just the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel guided to help people in that way. So.
Right. So do they come in just to talk, or do they come in for a massage?
Yep. They come
talk
in for
both.
Right. Oh yes. Yeah. Yes. They come in for a massage, and you know, again, this just kind of evolved. My practice has evolved over the years. So they'll come in for a massage, and as I'm working, I'm receiving messages, and I'm feeling
mm-hmm.
subtle energy, maybe blockages. I refer
mm-hmm.
to them as blockages. So I'll spend some time in those areas doing massage or energy work like Reiki, or even kind of talk to them of, or listen to their story. So it's really just a combination of different techniques that I use.
Yeah. And
that I'm certified.
They're so relaxing anyways.
They are, yes, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get, kind of get people to relax and maybe talk about things that are going on or whatever.
Right, right. So I'm certified, I'm a certified Reiki master, also Theta Healer or Belief Systems Repatterning Practitioner. And then I'm also a licensed massage therapist trained in cranial sacral therapy, lymphatic drainage, those type of techniques, reflexology. There's just a long list of techniques that I use. So I combine all these together into a 1 hour, a 90-minute, or a 2 hour session. And when people get up, they feel like a new person.
Rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated, yeah, exactly. And their mind is clear, and they can just go, I always say, go conquer the day now. You know, go out and create and enjoy your life.
Good. Well, you have gotten a lot of degrees since you were out on your own, that's for sure. So I give you a lot of, a big shout
thank
out
you.
For that, because you've gone through several different
you.
Things and you've gotten, you know, very successful in so many different areas and doing so many different things. So, you know, you've overcome.
You.
What would
thank
what would you tell a child or a teenager such as yourself, you know, what you went through? What would you tell somebody out on their own at 15, 16, 17, out kind
of
lost?
Of course. Oh, I would, there's so many things I want to tell them. first of all, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Know that you have a purpose. I mean, just those words right there. You have a purpose.
Right.
And remember, you know, just keep moving forward. Stay in school. Definitely stay in school. But if you have to raise a child, you know, don't be so hard on yourself while you're, if you're missing out on school to take care of a child, a special needs child, you know, or just, does that make sense? So, I mean, just know that, that you can always pick up. You can always pick up where you left off if you're unable to get back into school. And as long as you believe in yourself and you keep moving forward, you can be, you will be successful. So
then you can get a GED and you can go on to college or trade schools or start your own business even, you know. So there's all different things. Just never give up. I think the biggest thing, though, is to, you know, for us to tell our teenagers and our youth that you can do it. You do have a purpose and you are special.
Definitely.
And don't ever let anybody tell you different. And just those kind of words can really change somebody's life.
Exactly. That's so true. So true. So true. And it's, you know, they're not just words. It's, I think sometimes when I'm speaking to people, I'm recalling an old memory. So I'm holding a vision of what I'm speaking. So if I say, if I say you're such a beautiful person, and I can see that you're moving, you're going places, or whatever it is that I'm talking about, I'm holding a vision of what it looks like, and I'm recalling a time when I experienced it. So, you know, I mean, I haven't been alive that long, so I haven't experienced everything. I wouldn't pretend to, but I really, you know, I think I just, when I speak, I try to express also, you know, I want people to feel what I'm saying. So so I'm holding those visions for them.
Sounds nice. And you're out, again, you're in El Mirage, and give out your email and phone number one more time.
Yeah, I'm in the Avondale Litchfield Park area, and my number is 602-339-3379, and I make appointments and operate out of Lavender's Day Spa in Litchfield Park at Dysart and Indian School.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for coming on tonight and sharing your story. And I also want to thank you for coming out and helping us feed and clothe the homeless.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. Well, and
it's always so nice. And you see, you know, with the clothes and stuff, how the homeless are just so excited to get a new piece of something.
Yes,
to wear a shirt, a purse, some shoes, you know, especially the women, they just, do you have a purse? Do you have shoes? Do you have,
right.
You know, what I
want
to try to do now that it's getting a little colder, is start doing winter jackets and some blankets, and I want to do socks, underwears, and things like that they don't get very often.
Right, yeah,
you know,
they did request
tennis
some
shoe drive or something.
Requested.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They did make some personal requests.
They did.
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah,
I think it's coming up next weekend, isn't it?
Next Sunday. Yeah, October. Yeah, October 5th.
Great.
Next Sunday.
Yep, we will be there.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to hand the mic back over to Rob, and I just thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. It's been a pleasure.
And, thank you.
And I'll see you
Thank
Sunday.
You. Thank
okay,
you. I'll see you then.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that was a great interview, and we definitely great to have you on the interview. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to play a song for you, and we thank you for being here tonight. And after the song, you can hang up or roll with us, you know, either way. But we're going to dedicate this song to you tonight, and it's called Life is Just a Story, and we dedicate this to you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell.
Knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story. that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try, try. Just a story that someone has to tell. So try, try.
My sister didn't do meth, and I got her into using it. And I don't know, I just kind of brought her down, and now my sister's pregnant, and she can't quit smoking, and it's really, really bad. She's like 7-8 months pregnant, and she's really tiny still. My name is Kara. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 11. Like, I lived with them, so then my sister was like, I'll try it, I guess. And then we started doing it every single day. I didn't think it'd have that big effect. I'm like, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing it myself, you know. How could me smoking meth hurt that person? You know, they're not smoking it. They're not doing it. But it does. And my niece is a meth baby. My niece is only a year and 5 months old. I don't know, I didn't care if I hurt anybody along the way. I just did what I wanted to do at the time. And it's just, I know, I feel really, really bad.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
I went to a party one night. We were all snorting lines, and this guy came up behind me, and he, like, said, hey, let's go back here. I know what we can do. And he grabbed me, and I was already high, and I got raped. My name is Jen. I'm 15 years old. I started doing meth when I was 11 years old. Kept saying no, and he wouldn't stop. And I just kind of cried afterwards, and he gave me an 8-ball, and I just said, okay, that was worth it. And then that's when I started selling my body for meth. I know a lot of my friends said, you're going to get addicted really bad and real quick. And I just kept saying, no, I'm not addicted. And it kind of just turned out that I wanted it every day. And I did really stupid things. I sold myself, and I stole from people, and I cheated people. I don't know anyone who's quit using meth after they've tried it a couple times or just once.
Brought to you by the Meth Project.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment, Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous, been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change, for the fountain, for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flips. Got to go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy. Lying to myself, yeah.
Trust him for me, friend to the end, plus key, and that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to you clear hater, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, record knocking you out like over cussing as it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you bet not, brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You want it out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls. It wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, 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 you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself. Because you didn't play the card that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Take it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity back up in you two. Dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on the backstabbing brother behind my back, but in my face you be like
like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my baby, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate, play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself. No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Asking all your questions like my name was Bat Sage. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should have messed with you. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as fluid though. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga role. You played yourself. No, 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 no. I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, Gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time when you don't think I see you. I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and things. When it comes in.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
I want to say thank you to the Streets Don't Love You Back. This is a song that I did with my dad. It's about never giving up. My name is Jada, and this is my new song, Bring Up the Lights.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and sullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
running out of control. We're calling, balling, baby. We're falling out of control. Ball with me, my friend. Ball with me on the court. Ball with me off the court, my friend. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. Ball out of control. Oh, where we need to go. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's ball out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. We're falling out of control. And tell me, do you want to ball, my people? We're falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We got to take it to the top, my people.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to the Streets Don't Love You Back Hottest Radio Show Worldwide. And our great guest tonight, and we're going to go out tonight with another song, and we just want to say thank everyone around the world, and we want to thank everybody who supports our movement from day one and those who came on board to support our movement. And if you have not got that book, The Streets Don't Love You Back or Never Hit a Woman, log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.neem.com. If you have not got the Donald Buchanan book, Second Chance Runaway, or Arthur Beverly Broadus Green book, don't hesitate to go to the website and get it. And that book right there is a great book to read, and that's Real Love too. So you can also go to the website and purchase them books too, and they'll take you to the purchase site. So once again, thank everybody. Thank all our members in prison. Thank all our members out here in the street. Is educating our kids to a better tomorrow on a daily basis. And we just thank God for moving forward. And don't forget, we're putting together our 50-city tour. If you want us in your town, email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com if you want to sponsor us to come to your city. And we thank everybody once again. God bless.